We often, when we have a commentary on or require commentary on international affairs, particularly American international affairs and relations, we pick up the phone to Brooks Spector, right? And who of you knew that he had such a talented daughter? His wife, Ruth, happens to be an extremely musical person. She's had a formal musical education, and so that's probably, I'm guessing, where Maya's talent comes from. But she's brought out a lovely new CD called Honey and Heartache. I'm saying CD, giving away my age by doing that. But actually, it's a new album, and it was released online. So
at least you didn't say cassette.
Oh, yes, that's true. That would have seriously dated me.
Yes, yeah. We would have totally known who we are talking to, who's in our midst.
But Maya Spector joins us on the line now. Maya, good evening to you. Lovely to have you on the program. Welcome.
Hi, thanks, Joanne. Thanks for having me on the show.
So we're really excited to have you because you've of course dropped the latest album online, and under the circumstances, I suppose that's the only way one can do it at this particular time. But what has that been like for you in the last 2 weeks? Have you had a good response?
I've had quite an incredible response, actually. I've had a lot of love from a lot of people saying that it's a good time to have dropped some new music because people are sitting inside consuming. So I think that that is a very nice thing that people are sitting around listening to music that helps them to think about a different situation and to help them get a bit more connected with the things that are going on now. So
yes.
I feel that a lot of people have really appreciated the music and it's been great.
So Maya, before we continue our conversation, I just want to play our listeners one track from your CD.
Sure.
And let's from your album. I keep saying CD, from your album. And let's just gauge, and we can chat a little bit after that as to what went into the making of this album. Maya Spector there, the last track on her new album, Honey and Heartache. Tsaho, I'm going to allow you a moment to just share your thoughts with me on that.
Jazz lounge vocalist. That's how I would have beggar us the track. Apparently, that's what she is. But yeah, a jazz lounge vocalist. Wow, beautiful.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Maya, I chose that because that was really my favorite on your album. And I had a listen to all the different tracks last week and decided that, that it's a very familiar melody to us. But I think your treatment of it was really beautiful and unique.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. I think that a lot of people are also connecting with that song because it's kind of like just our lullaby. Our part of it is South African lullaby, and part of it is dedicated to my more American side as well. So it's based on a book that is called Goodnight Moon. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Yes, of course.
Yes. So my mother used to have to read the book to us quite a lot growing up, to my sister and I, and I think she just got tired of reading the book over and over. And so she came up with a pretty ingenious idea and made up a melody to the book. And some years, so we basically sang ourselves to sleep. And I ended up remembering this melody some years ago. And then I kind of just combined the idea of Goodnight Moon, which is a more American-style child story, and then Tula Baba, which is obviously our very South African sort of, I would call it our traditional national anthem in the sense of our lullaby.
Yes,
And my mother, that's her in the way, beginning of the track, and way at the end as well, singing. So it was her when she was 11 years old old recording.
Yes.
And then her as her age as she is now. I don't know if she wants me to divulge what she
is. That is pretty incredible. And, part of your musical history and your family history there. Maya, I'm very interested in your mom's musical history as well, because I believe this was really your introduction to music and to what's become your career.
Absolutely. She was definitely my first music teacher in life. And I like to sometimes say to people that I kind of fell into the family business in a sense, because I grew up around music, grew up around musicians, grew up obviously with my mom's sort of influence in music is a lot more of the traditional classical side of things. And I couldn't deal with the rules there. So I broke out of that as quickly as I could when I was a bit younger. And I moved into the sort of musical theater and then found myself in the world of jazz later, and I really felt at home there. And I feel that I wanted to make an album that brought those two worlds together. My mother had a very instrumental role in music with me, for me growing up, and
yes.
I hope that it does reflect in some of the music.
Right. And look, it's difficult to classify your genre as, obviously, as jazz. I mean, there's certainly lots of jazz influence there. What are the other influences in your music?
I listen to a lot of soul music, you know. a good old Aretha Franklin album will put me right at ease into what I'm doing, but there's not a lot of that shining through on the album, but I think that the vocal stylings that divas like that provided for me growing up, I took a liking to, and also the songwriting stylings of Carly Simon and even Paul Simon, and also I really am drawn towards music that is jazz music that is very lyrically based.
All
so
right.
Diane Reeves, that kind of stuff.
Yes,
I really,
yes.
really love that. And then obviously the combination of musical theater, where they're really quite dramatic in their storytelling. So I think that is sort of a reflection of what's going on some of the tracks on the album as well.
Tell me, what does Honey and Heartache actually mean? I sat and I meditated on the title for quite a while, and it said to me, you know, this sort of combination of nostalgia, perhaps pain, perhaps happiness.
What
how did you come up with that title?
Well, I didn't want a self-titled album. I think that it's beautiful when people do that, but I also think that the mystery of an album that's being sort of named off of an idea or a feeling is also very sort of intriguing. And I'm a big lover, and I'm also a big artist in the sense that I do look for the art in pain a lot of the time, unfortunately.
Yes.
And a lot of my my relationships that I've had have not always ended up in the way that I wanted them to, but I always ended up learning a lesson, and it was a hard lesson a lot of the time. And I think that I wanted to reflect that in the album as a journey through a relationship that has its times when it's very functional and times when it's dysfunctional, and then coming out the other end thinking that, you know, actually the person that's most important is myself.
I think that's a lovely that's a lovely conclusion at the end. I also, I quite like the timing of it and how it's timed with lockdown. I happen to be reading a lot of material where people were just feeling so overwhelmed at around the time I listened to your album. And people were just searching for an inner kind of silence and quietude. And I felt the album lent itself to that in many ways.
That's not the first time that I've also heard that. I think that people are doing a lot of reflecting, and I didn't realize that I was going to be such a reflection of the time that we're in now. But I do appreciate that, and I think, you know, there's a pretty famous quote from Nina Simone that said, the true reason for an artist to be is to be a reflection of the times. And I think that that is really poignant at the moment. And I'm very happy that it is a reflection of what we're going through. And I know that myself, as well as many other people, are having to deal with the relationships and the traumas and the successes that they're having at this point in time when we're in isolation, having to deal with our own thoughts. And I feel like that is a good thing.
Yeah,
to be able to get rid of your old skin and move on.
You know, it's a bit of a dilemma, surely, as an artist, as to whether you should wait till lockdown is over and everybody's going to rush out there and start consuming maybe more music, more literature, whatever it is, or whether it was the right time for this album to be released online. How do you feel about that in retrospect?
You know, I was a bit sad about it in the beginning because I did want to have an actual physical launch before I had any of the online stuff coming through, so that I could present it to the world unveil it to the world in a way, before everyone was allowed to buy it online or could stream it or download it online. But, you know, an artist has to move with the times, and I think that this is the time that we're in, and I have to, and many other artists have to embrace it. So whatever it is now, we have to adapt and live in this time. So yeah, I'm happy actually that it's come out at this point, because I get to connect more with the music now as well.
That's fantastic, Maya. And just give me a sense of where one can find it. If people are looking for this album, where's the best place to look?
Well, you can stream it on platforms like Spotify or Deezer or Amazon Music, and then you can find it also on iTunes for download, and I think streaming there as well. And where's the other places? Google Play Music, all the normal digital platforms. And once we get back out into the world, I will be putting it onto an actual physical album.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Maya. All the best with your sales and the distribution of this new album. It is called Honey and Heartache, and we gave you a taste of it there. So maybe that's something you want to consider. And it's Father's Day's coming up soon, isn't it, Tsego?
When is it, by the way?
It's sometime in June.
When it's like at the coldest part of the year.
Yeah, probably. But I reckon Honey and Heartache is probably a nice way of warming the cockles of your heart, if nothing else. Yeah.
But Kanya is too young to buy it for him.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. And of course, your partner
should remind you,
yeah, because she's not you're not her father.
Fortunately, I've got three others. So eat that, Karabo.